Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A bicyclist that collided with a vehicle Friday evening near the Kendall Ford of Anchorage was hospitalized for life-threatening injuries from the crash, according to officials from the Anchorage Police Department. Upon the initial investigation, Sergeant David Knowles said the bicyclist was attempting to cross the Seward Highway when they were struck by a Subaru Outback heading southbound on Gamble Street. Knowles said the specific location this happened is a divided highway with a raised median. It's not a controlled intersection. There is no crosswalk here. Anchorage police received the notice of the collision around 4:45 p.m. that day, according to Knoll. Upon arrival, Knoll said they found the bicyclist on the ground and Anchorage fire medics transporting the person to the hospital. The Anchorage Police Department dispatch supervisor said at least four officers were sent to the area after the collision was reported Friday evening, and Knowles said the major collision investigation unit was on the scene, said the driver remained at the scene and cooperated with authorities during the investigation. He said as of Friday evening, no charges or citations were issued. Anchorage Police closed two lanes on Gamble Street from East 15th to East Firewood Lane to conduct their investigation. People were asked during that time to avoid the area and to use alternate routes. Noel also said where pedestrians and the bicyclist could cross safely. He said, we prefer the pedestrians cross the road at the Seward Highway at either East Firewood Lane to the south or East 15th Street to the north, or to use the bicycle pathway that goes under the road. The Kenai City Council voted to purchase a new grader for the Streets Department through the utilization of the State of Alaska procurement contract and issued a purchase order. The city says that purchasing the equipment saves time, staff resources, results in a competitive purchase price, and allows the Streets Department to provide reliable service for clearing the roadways in the winter months and grading of gravel roadways during the summer. Kenai Finance Director Terry Eubank told the council,
in the FY21 budget, this actual budget we're still under right now, we propose to lease two graders, surplus two graders and lease two graders for 5 months out of the year as opposed to buying new. At the time we adopted the budget, we thought we had relatively solid quotes or conception with some of the companies out there, but when we actually went to lease them, the price went up significantly. So we utilize the two graders that we were going to surplus again this last winter. The plan now is to surplus those two and replace with just one. But if you also remember, we had a vacancy in one of our street operator positions that we've chosen not to fill at this time. So we'll actually be down a man as well. Can I definitively tell you this isn't going to impact snow removal efforts? Probably not, but we don't believe that those impacts are going to be so substantial that one, most people will notice, or that it's not something we can deal with.
The purchase order with NC Machinery is in the amount of up to $340,000 for a new CAT 160 motor grader with accessories. The funds will be provided by the Equipment Replacement Fund. The pieces of equipment that will be replaced are both over 20 years old. Resolution 2021-36 unanimously passed the Kenai City Council. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.